Good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here today for the offering of this Mass. Here at the Madeleine, know that you're always welcome to join us in the future. My thanks to all whoever take part in yesterday's pilgrimage to Okarchi and to Holy Trinity Parish, and also the visit the gravesite of Servant of God Stan Rother. It's for us to pray for his canonization. He was an Oklahoma-born missionary and martyr who was martyred for the hatred of the faith in Guatemala in 1981. It's a great trip. We had a wonderful time. And thanks for also the hospitality of the people there at Holy Trinity in Okarchi who welcomed us. And please know that we'll have a memorial mass for Barbara Jameson next Saturday. And our parishioners who died recently, that memorial mass will be here at the parish at 11 in the morning. During the announcements, we have the bake sale next weekend. There are information about that in the vestibule in the church after the Mass. Please know that my mom is coming, and she has promised you 100 rum cakes. Oh. And wait. As of last Sunday, she had baked 80 of them. And so if we run out, I'm sure I'll be sent to Reese's and stock up on supplies in the rectory kitchen. Will become a cake factory, as it often does when she comes to visit in November. She is looking forward to the trip, so we will look forward to her arrival. Last Sunday, there was the earthquake that was centered in Cushing to the west here of Tulsa, and many of us, myself, felt that earthquake. Thankfully, there were no injuries, but there was damage to a number of buildings, including to the parish church of Saints Peter and Paul in Cushing. It did some serious structural damage that they're assessing and will have to begin to repair. So please keep our brothers and sisters there in your prayers. That event was clearly felt by many last Sunday. There was also another earthquake on Tuesday. A different kind of one. A seismic shift in American politics with the election of Donald Trump as president-elect. As I said last Sunday, we're called to pray for all those who are in public office. You know, St. Paul tells us to do that in the New Testament. He said Christians should pray for those who have civic authority. And the context of his time were the Roman emperors. Nero, for example, who would eventually have Paul martyred. So if our ancestors in the faith in the first century could pray for the Roman emperors, then we can pray for those who are in the White House, whether it's President Obama or now President-elect Trump. We are Catholics before we are Republicans. We are Catholics before we are Democrats. We are Catholics before we are independents. We are Catholics even before we are Americans. Something for us, I believe, to keep in mind and to pray with in these coming days. For this election cycle has brought many divisions in families, strained, perhaps even broken friendships. Been seen in schools, workplaces, even in churches, a great lack of charity. And in the result of this earthquake, as we continue to feel the effects, it might be good if we need to mend any fences, to start repairing some friendships. As our friends in Cushing are beginning to repairing their homes and their churches, it may be a good idea for us to start to do the same. For clearly this event will be felt for some time to come. This earthquake has brought celebration to some and fear and anxiety to others in an uncertain future for all. The political ground underneath our feet has shifted, and where it's going to lead, we don't know. Earthquakes have a way of doing these things. We want, many of us, a degree of predictability and certainty in our lives. And I say that as somebody who, for breakfast, normally eats granola, one of three brands. And so for breakfast, I want certainty, either granola A, granola B, granola C, to kind of set my day. Certainty might be dull from time to time, but it's safe, it's known. And what lies ahead is unknown. And thus there is anxiety and there is fear amongst many. At the end of his journey to Jerusalem in Luke's gospel, during which Jesus teaches us those lessons of discipleship, he now reaches, we hear today, into the temple in the city of Jerusalem. The temple is not just a civic building amongst many others. It is the center of Jewish religious identity. It is God's dwelling on earth in the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant and such. It's also the cultural and political center of their identity. It's one of the great wonders, architecture of the ancient world. It's a source of pride, of wonder. It's also a source of certainty. And Jesus today speaks of its sure destruction, as well as wars, earthquakes, insurrections, persecutions, and the destruction of the temple is going to take place in less than 40 years, the year 70 AD, courtesy of the Roman army, as they put down an armed revolt amongst the Jewish people. Not the most comforting of images, as the year of mercy comes to a close next week on Christ the King Sunday, as Jesus tops off the lessons of discipleship. But I think he's reminding us that the reality of being a disciple, the reality of carrying the cross and following Jesus each day, the reality of being his church, that there will be times of fear, anxiety, uncertainty, and persecution. It was true for the first Christians. It's true today. And as disciples, we are called not to respond with anger or some type of fatalism of, well, that's the way it is, or a naive, well, don't worry, be happy type attitude. Rather, I think we're called to hear and to take to heart what Jesus also says today. Do not be terrified. Isn't that what we hear over and over again in the scriptures from the prophets, from the apostles, and from Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior? Do not be afraid, I am with you. Hundreds of times these words appear throughout the scriptures. It's no accident because the ground beneath our feet does shift from time to time, bringing uncertainty, fear, and anxiety. And when it does, we need to recall the proclamation of the Gospels that Jesus is Lord. He was Lord last Sunday, he was Lord on Tuesday, he was Lord on Wednesday, and he is Lord today, and he will still be Lord tomorrow. And while the political ground has shifted, no matter who is in the White House, no matter who is in civil authority, what remains the same is our mission as the church. Bishop Greg Kelly of the Diocese of Dallas speaks of this. He says, regardless of who is in the White House, of what the future brings, he says, it does not change the gospel of Jesus or his call to us to come and follow him, to live our Catholic faith, to preach the gospel, and to care for one another, especially the most vulnerable. This is we hear in Matthew's gospel, Matthew 25, about serving the least of our brothers and sisters. We do that for them. We do that for Jesus. He says, this has not been deleted or rewritten so as to exclude anyone. The corporal works of mercy to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, etc., are still what we are called to do. We are still called to uphold the dignity of each person, to attend to the most vulnerable in our midst, especially the unborn, the immigrant and the refugee, the elderly, the poor, the excluded, those whom Pope Francis has often referred to as the one society throws away. He goes on to say that we should pray for civil leaders. We can also speak and act towards each person as a brother or sister with the respect they deserve, even if we disagree with them on serious issues. The proclamation of the gospel is not served by a lack of courage in standing up for the truth. Neither is it served by a lack of charity. Ultimately, we will be judged not on how others act towards us, but on how we act towards others. In these final days of the Jubilee Year of Mercy, as the Scriptures call us to prepare for the second coming of Jesus, in the days that lie ahead, with their uncertainty, may we continue to pray. Pray for peace in our country. Pray for those who are afraid. Pray for those who are in public office. All of them loved by God, redeemed by Christ. This includes Secretary Clinton. This includes President-elect Trump. For they who have been elected to public office will be entrusted with great power and responsibility. May they use it wisely and for the common good. The earth shifts. What was thought to be certain and secure can crumble, and fear and anxiety can arise. Being a disciple is not a safeguard to prevent such events, but they are an anchor when they do occur. As Jesus tells us, do not be terrified. Rather, persevere as disciples to live the mission of the church. This will secure our lives. Because no matter what the future holds, Jesus remains our Lord and Savior.